Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This upcoming weekend is a fun, exciting time as we're getting ready for the division round match between the Bills and the Ravens. Talk about just the vibes and the excitement that you've been seeing from customers at all of your stores across the region here.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's always a great time in Buffalo because not only is it, you know, another round of the playoffs, but just the vibe this time of year. You know, you look at the past few years, this is not just a one random scenario. I don't want to use the word dynasty because we haven't won the big one, but it certainly feels that way, you know, as far as all the people coming in. Each year, there's like another added level of excitement that maybe this could be the year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've asked you this before, but I'll ask you this question again. Does it surprise you at the amount of people that come into the stores constantly, always looking for new Bills gear or just stuff to add to their collection? Because it just seems like, you know, there's a lot of stuff that people can buy, but it just seems like they come back every year. They want something new. They want something different to go with the tire or go with like something for their house. I mean, does it surprise you?
No, it does. It does. And you know what's so great about it is the fact that, you know, we always keep things fresh here. You know, it's never the same when you walk in. It's the latest fun, you know, could be a Josh Allen fan chain that's new this year that people are going crazy about. It's, you know, in Buffalo, the Bills are Buffalo. And so it's such a you know, important piece of our fabric as a community. It brings people together. But, you know, when people don't go to the game or if they can't go to the game, one, you know, kind of way they can still feel part of it is when they come to the store, because the vibe here is it almost feels, especially here at Transitown, there's that notion of, hey, this feels like we're part of it. There's the excitement when we bring in, you know, alumni signings, whether it's the legend of the game or it's the latest, you know, headwear that the Bills players are wearing on the sideline. This is an opportunity for them to feel like they're part of the, you know, the integral fabric of the team, who's, you know, obviously winning every Sunday at this point.
What has it been like in the lead up to this week and just how this feels different, maybe even compared to last week in the playoff run began, or maybe after they had clinched the AFC East for a fifth straight year? What's been different about this weekend?
Well, I got to tell you, it's really exciting to see, you know, I think both sides of the aisle here, I'm talking about the Ravens and the Bills, have basically the same expectation, whereas, you know, each side feels like they've got the clinch here. And I think what's so interesting is it's really become the game of the year. And to see, you know, the primetime matchup, but also, you know, I got to tell you, a lot of people are coming in from out of town this weekend. And I got, you know, every week we always get that. But this week specifically, you'll notice that the ticket prices have skyrocketed for the game. So I think there's, you know, fans of the Bills and the Ravens, but also fans of the NFL, fans of what's happening here, fans of Lamar and Allen. There's something really, you know, kind of the next level of entertainment for the NFL for the next few years here are these guys. And, you know, when you look at the people coming in the store, a lot of them are, yes, Bills fans, but we're also getting some of the, you know, people who are just interested in seeing what's going on in Buffalo. It's an exciting time in this area. It's an exciting time with, you know, obviously the MVP race. And, you know, just looking at the items that, yes, a lot of Bills items are selling, but a lot of Josh Allen-specific items are being sold as well, you know, with the not just the NFL items, but the NFLPA, which is the Players Association items that we have, and they seem to be flying off the shelves.
Now, I know we don't want to look too bleak here heading in, but obviously, you know, whenever the season does end, whether it be a loss in the playoffs or hopefully this year it'll be a win in the Super Bowl officially ending the season, how does business change around here when that happens?
Well, you know, previously, before we had this playoff run the past 5 years, it was, you know, when January hit, we knew we had to, you know, cut staff a little bit, you know, some of the seasonal positions, sadly, because of just the nature of how, you know, this time of year typically has been for the past, really, the 17-year drought. We all know about that. Now that, you know, we've kind of created this, you know, so to speak, dynasty of sorts, each time January rolls around, there's another added level of excitement. So, you know, each of these weeks, it's always, okay, hey, if we win, we got to be ready for a really big Monday and the week following just to get ready to have enough merchandise to sell. This was an interesting year because this is one of the first years in the past, even the few years, that we've really had to say, oh my gosh, we've ran out of merchandise. We've got to get some items here quick. And thankfully, we've got a lot of great connections to do that. But now, you know, to your point of, hey, if we don't get the big win this Sunday, what happens? Well, number one is obviously, yes, it's a bummer, and yes, we definitely see a decline in traffic, but it's a little bit different if we were knocked out in the first round, let's say the wild card round, it would really, you know, go down. But the thing is with the divisional rounds is it shows that, yes, we won the first game, you got to this second game. So the level of, hey, if we didn't get it, there's still so much support for the fact that we won another AFC East championship for the fifth, you know, year in a row. We still got past the first round. So, you know, it's always going to be the next thing, whether it's a Valentine's gift that's, you know, an Allentine or a Buffalo Bills gift. That's still going to be the case. It's still going to be a Father's Day gift, a Mother's Day gift. That doesn't go away because, again, the Bills are a fabric of the community. But certainly it does impact business, and it may impact our staffing as well, how much we can really hold. You know, would we have 10 people on, or do we have, you know, 5 or 6? It's just the nature of it because, you know, obviously running expenses, and if we don't have the traffic, obviously we have to amend it. So, you know, basically to your point is the Bills have a direct impact on the economy, absolutely, especially here in Western New York. And if they win, we win, right? So, you know, and I think a lot of local bars and restaurants will tell you the same thing. But in the retail scheme, we definitely love when they win.
When it comes to, I know that this is, your store certainly isn't just specifically Bills. I mean, there's Sabre stuff here, and there's other household items that are very popular. But when do things tend to start, at least in your eyes, pick up once again with people getting excited? I know after a playoff loss or after the season's over, things die down. But when do you start noticing things pick up a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's interesting, too, because we have been known almost now as a Bills store, and to your point, we are a lot more than that. Certainly we have an entire line dedicated to Buffalo and Western New York, and of course the Sabres as well, and Bandits and Bisons, and we're not just a store for the Bills. But when you talk about this time of year, certainly that's the case. We heavily represent the Bills in our stores. Now, let's say, you know, we the next loss is, you know, we don't get to the Super Bowl. What happens? Well, yeah, you have the decline, but as far as, you know, the next kind of excitement is, you have the true fans that will love us no matter what, kind of like the Sabres. I mean, they're going to love the latest round of items and merchandise regardless of the play of their record. But when things really start to turn is right around the Easter time, because you see, you know, the mood changes in Buffalo, the doom and gloom of the gray skies kind of go away. People are kind of sick of the snow. I personally love it, but by that time you're ready. So you start to see the daffodils blooming, all those. Right around that time is when people start to shop in store again, maybe get some Easter gifts, and after that it's a lot of anticipation for the next year. And, you know, just going off the past few years, yes, there's that dip, but I got to tell you, there's always that base who will consistently purchase, you know, Bills items or really anything in the store related to Buffalo, Western New York, because before we were, you know, we had all the Bills merchandise, we were just a Buffalo store without it. So it's always a big base of ours and will continue to be for the foreseeable future.
All right. Feel free to give us a plug in terms of what's coming up here at the BFLO store and what you guys have to offer for Bills fans, Buffalo natives, anything like that coming up.
Well, a really great weekend this week with obviously the Ravens in town, but even as we speak, we have an entire team of you know, our seasonal employees and also our regular employees who are working their tails off to get brand new Buffalo Bills merchandise to the floor. A lot of these items are never before seen. We've never even carried them before. So a lot of exciting, you know, apparel for this weekend, but also, you know, just for the future. My birthday is always, you know, right around the Super Bowl, and I have a twin brother. So we always get each other Bills gifts every year. It doesn't matter if we're in it or not. It's just kind of the thing. So certainly, you know, we love to see people coming in, trying the things on, and tell your friends when they're in town, come to the BFLO store, get your wings at Duff's or Barbara, whatever, but make sure you make us one of your stops, because we really have the largest selection of Bills merchandise and Buffalo merchandise in Western New York. We support a lot of local vendors as well as some national ones, so it's a great company, obviously, but we do this for Buffalo. We put a lot of effort into the experience of the store, specifically here at Transitown. You know, come for a signing, come to meet your friends here. We got a cafe open. It's a time, you know, in Buffalo right now that's exciting, but even after the fact, you know, we celebrate and love this community that we're in, and we love our customers.